with some thoughts on the holidays. They're here. Yeah, I know this on account of
high school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports. 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS on the road with Hastings High tonight. The Tigers in Utica getting ready to take on the Broncos of Centennial High School. So we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings High head coach Scott Rosno, and coach sitting at 5-7 on the season. Had a nice win on Friday night over McCook as you go on the road and beat the Bison 59-47. Seems like this team is starting to maybe turn the corner. You get that feeling?
Well, we're doing some things that we've kind of set out to do. The problem is that we've got a schedule still lies in front of us that is going to continue to challenge us to have to get better, both physically and mentally. But at this point, we're starting to right the ship, I guess. It really comes down to fundamental, and that means putting the ball in the hole always helps. Taking care of the ball always helps. And then we've got to stay strong and solid defensively and keep opponents from getting as many good looks as they're choosing to do. But, you know, bottom line is we are definitely doing some things better at this point than we were even in that first 2-3 weeks of the season.
Last week, kind of a tough week for you. You had Minden in during the week and then finished things off with McCook on Friday night. I thought you played well in a ball game against Minden, came up a little short at the end, and then talk about the ball game against McCook.
Well, against Minden is a situation where kind of went back and forth. We put ourselves into a good position after quarter one. We're able to get some looks. But yet, as the game went on, Minden's a very experienced team in themselves, and they didn't go away. And yet, I thought our kids, even after we came out after the half and kind of got stale, we kind of got into our kids' grills a little bit and just said, hey, we expect more than this. There's more in us than this, and we need to be able to bring it. And I thought our kids kind of answered that challenge. We were able to close the game down a couple times. I think the final that we had gotten close enough was 45-43. Minden went down and scored, makes it a 4-point spread. We came down and did not execute well and turned it over. And then all of a sudden you're down 49-43. And it put a little bit more pressure on our offense. Minden was able to close out with a few free throws, and our offense only scored 2 points in that final stretch. But it was a good growth for our kids to understand the importance of how each possession is going to continue to matter. We go to McCook and had a pretty good start on us. We were able to get some nice interior looks and mix that up with the fact that we were able to make the right reads, hit some shots from the outside. We kind of talked McCook into some early shots, and that went to our benefit. Going into the fourth quarter, it's very important that we did not settle for outside shots. We were able to get the ball inside and make some free throws. And, you know, anytime you've got a lead and it's down the stretch, you've got to be able to make free throws and take care of the ball. And the kids did a nice job of that. So, yeah, it was a split 1-1, but the important thing is that both games showed some opportunity for us to be able to play smart basketball.
The ball game against McCook, Cade Wilkie, like you said, had some inside looks there and scored inside. He had 14 points.
He did. We were able to get him the ball inside, and it always helps when Cade doesn't miss a shot on the night. And so he was also able to score from the free throw line. As a team, we understood the importance a little bit more. Although we did take a few shots from the outside, we didn't necessarily live on the outside. The shots we took from out there, we were able to connect on. But the kids are starting to understand more and more that we're not going to be a team that's going to live on the outside. We've got to be able to transition a little bit. And when we do get into a half-court set, not necessarily a patient, but we've got to be deliberate as far as what we're trying to look for on the offensive end of the floor.
Seems like the offense is still maybe a work in progress. The defense is kind of carrying this team, but the offense is still a work in progress. Is that true?
Well, I believe so. You know, we're in a situation where we've played 12 games already. But we're also only in the middle of January. We've got another 4 to 5 weeks of regular season. And so, if this is a finished product now, then definitely we're going to be in a troubled situation. Just simply in the fact that we have doubled the understanding as far as our interior play as well as our interior passing. And if that continues to increase as far as our ability to give ourselves chances to score points, it's going to give us an opportunity to be in a lot of games. Our defense has been pretty solid. You know, we've had maybe a stretch here and there. Beatrice found some holes against us, and then Minden found a few holes against us in the second half the other night. But the kids are doing a fairly decent job. You know, it really goes to be a factor as far as how do we match up with the teams we play. Teams that come out with that size and thickness like a North Platte did about 3 weeks ago present different challenges. But at the same time, teams that are quick, you know, they present their own challenges. And so, you know, at this point, we've kind of got to identify what's our identity, what's our strength, and definitely play towards that. And if a team's trying to exploit your weakness, then definitely you want to play good, consistent basketball. And each time down floor, you've got to be able to get the look that you want.
Do we know what our identity is yet, or are we still looking for that?
Well, I think we're a team that's got to come out and be able to use our depth and our bench. The last couple of games, we've been using about 10 kids. We'll use a few more in the first half just because it's real important for us to be able to get out and challenge people defensively. And then equally so, I think the kids are getting a little bit smarter as far as how we shoot the ball. It's real important, you know, if you're going to take somewhere between 30 and 50 shots in a game, it's kind of important that the right people are taking those 30 to 50 shots. And so, like I say, coming out of Minden, I thought we shot the ball fairly smart. Just got to take care of the ball in some aspects. And then against McCook, I think we kind of built on that a little bit of understanding. And so as far as that identity, I mean, we've got to be able to come out and play some good, solid defense, take care of the ball, shoot smart, and play to win.
All right, we'll come back and talk about the opponents tonight, the Broncos of Centennial. Our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling@BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Back with Hastings High boys basketball coach Scott Rosno as Tigers on the road tonight in Utica getting set to take on Centennial. Coach, maybe a tough ball game for us. Yeah, it's a Class C1 opponent, but we're on the road on a Tuesday night, and you never can tell what's going to happen here.
Well, exactly so. You know, the positive side of that is that our kids have been on the road. 9 of our 12 games have been away from the jungle, and so our kids have been able to pick up some success and some understanding of how the game is not only played, but how it's got to be played on the road. And yet Centennial presents its own challenge. They're a very deliberate offensive team. They're a very disciplined defensive team. And so, you know, they're the type of team, as far as if you look at their schedule, they've been in a lot of ball games. Whether they've won those or lost those, they've been in a lot of ball games, and those ball games are going to give them that experience and knowledge of how they want to be able to play people. Coach Fish does a great job of scouting, and so he'll have as good of an understanding as far as what our kids' strengths and weaknesses are as well as our kids would. And so it's going to be a challenge there. You know, it's a situation where possessions are going to be very valuable, and scoring opportunities are going to be priceless because, you know, you've got to make the most of each of those situations that come out in front of you.
This is a team that's putting the numbers together. They average 23 three-pointers per ball game. Is this a three-point shooting team?
Well, they've got a few kids that definitely have that capability. Gearhan and Duard are two kids that at any time, if you're going to drop off, you know, they understand that's a part of their offense and that trigger is going to be pulled. If it goes in, that's points. And if it doesn't go in, you've got a chance to board. It's good, positive offense for you. You know, which definitely tells you that, you know, if the shot's going to go in, we got to be able to guard them. And if the shot's not going to go in, we better be able to get those boards. But they're the type of kids that, you know, you've got to play them honest inside because they've got two very solid post players with Kemet and Kuchera. And so, you know, they make it real difficult in that aspect. But as soon as you're playing honest on their inside play, that's what frees up some of that outside shooting that they have.
Is there a kink in their armor? What can we attack tonight?
Well, they don't necessarily go real deep, and you know, I suppose that can be a kink. But at the same time, if they have no reason to go deep, if they're able to dictate the pace and keep it in a half-court game and stay out of any foul trouble, and so that way they can kind of stay with those six or so guys that they're using, you know, then it doesn't, you know, doesn't make any advantage to your side.
Do we want to pick up the pace tonight, or we just want to get into a slugfest half-court game with these guys tonight?
Well, I think we're kind of becoming a little bit predictable as far as what we want to do. We want to come out and be able to pick teams up and understand that, you know, as important as it is to guard the basket and guard the hole, we want to make sure that they have every challenge as far as bringing that ball to the floor. And so we'll come out and challenge a little bit in that aspect. But equally so, you know, as far as on the offensive end, you know, we can't just come down and settle for shots either. I mean, they're going to come down and they're going to run their offense until they get the shot that they want. And the same thing kind of applies to our end. You know, it's going to be one of those where we've got to be able to handle their inside play. You know, they don't have a lot of guys on their bench or on their team that are of big size, but the two that they have really make things challenging for you.
Coach Fish over at Centennial, I'm sure with his Hastings size, he would like nothing more than to knock off you guys tonight. So I'm sure those guys will be playing with a lot of enthusiasm tonight.
Well, a year ago, it was one of those situations where the longer the game went and the longer that it was a close battle, it was either team's game and came down to making some plays, and Centennial was able to do that. And so, you know, it was a good win for them. You know, I don't know that, you know, it was a big win or anything like that, but it was a good win for them. A year ago, we were a little bit younger, and hopefully, you know, the positives that we've seen the last month are the fact that we're not just a year older, we're starting to become a year smarter as far as how we do things. And so, you know, in that aspect, you know, we're still at a team that's improving to the point that a win is still a great win for us. And so for us to be able to go on the road and play good basketball, you know, that's what we want to do, is give ourselves a chance to do that.
All right, good luck, sir.
Thank you.
Don Rosno, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Centennial tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified, trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems, such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're in Utica as Hastings High getting set to take on the Broncos out of Centennial High School. I'm Mike Weller, call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings High coming in, a record of 5 wins, 7 losses on the season. The Tigers splitting a couple of ball games last week, losing to Minden 53-45. Then going on the road and being a very good McCook team on Friday night, 59-47. Hastings actually 2-1 in the 2012 portion of their schedule. They've added a win over Lexington 64-17 right after the first of the year. So Hastings coming in, a record of 5 wins, 7 losses on the season, as the Centennial Broncos are 7-6. They are coming in after their win over Central City the other night by the score of 51-33. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. So your starting lineups for tonight, it'll be Logan Clancy, the starting lineup for Centennial. He is a 6-foot sophomore. Also, Dalton Dye, a 6-foot junior. Kendall Guerin is a 5-foot-10-inch senior. Logan Komet is a 6-foot-5-inch senior. And the other starter will be Keaton Kuchera, a 6-foot-2-inch senior for the Centennial Broncos. Again, the record coming in here with a mark of 7 wins and 6 losses on the season. We'll get you the starters for Hastings High right after the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Sometimes lines for the Tigers here tonight. Patrick Opperman is 6'4" and senior. Also, Scepter Duong is 6 foot senior. Brady Menke gets a start, a 6 foot senior. Tyler Rebarger, 6'1" inch junior, and Cade Wilkie, a 6'2" and senior for Hastings High. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings: 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, member FDIC. Hastings going to be dressed in their visiting black uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the orange. The Broncos of Centennial will be in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in blue. And the Broncos will control the opening tip here tonight. Centennial team that's averaging 45 points per ballgame on offense, giving up 42 on defense. There's a long-range jumper put up by Guerra. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. No good by Kuchera. Rebound Kuchera. Follow shot is up and in. So 3 shots to the hole there in the opening possession for Centennial. And the Broncos are out on top by the score of 2-0 here in the ballgame. Hastings High comes back. Here's Rebarger with the ball deep in the corner of the right side. Gets it out to Minky. Now to Duong. There's a Patrick Opperman at the top of the circle now for Hastings High. On the wing is a Duong. Centennial will play a tough man-to-man defense. They're giving up only 42.9 points per ballgame so far this season. Rebarger taking the ball down to the baseline. Jump pass back out to the free throw line to Minky. Now to Opperman. Drives the baseline. Puts it up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Logan Komet for the Centennial Broncos. Here comes Centennial back with the ball. That's a Guerin with it inside the free throw circle. Gets it out here to Clancy. Logan Clancy as he moves it over on the wing to Dalton Dye. Down in the corner again to Kuchera. Kuchera gives it to Guerin. He's trapped down in the corner. He's double teamed, trying to get the ball away. It's a tip that is picked up by Kuchera. Centennial has got it. They've got a 2-0 lead over Hastings High here in the ball game tonight. Dalton Dye works it inside the free throw circle. Guerin drives it down to Leonard. Now a traveling violation is called on Kendall Guerin. The head coach for Centennial is Bob Fish. He was actually a 1983 graduate of Hastings High. Spent some time with Mike Trader on the Hastings College coaching staff back in the 80s. And now he's the head man here at Centennial facing his old high school in Hastings High. 2-0. He's got the lead right now over the Tigers. Here's a Minky with the ball on the elbow on the right side. Comes out here to a Patrick Opperman. Top of the key. The Rebarger. Free throw line jumper is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose and is picked up there by Minky of Hastings. Minky dribbles to the left side of the lane. Feeds it inside to Wilkie. His shot is up there and in. Cade Wilkie had 14 points the other day. And Hastings High beat McCook. That was on Friday night out of McCook. 55-47. He gets his first field goal here. And we are tied up at 2 points apiece. We're 2 minutes into the first quarter from Utica Centennial High School tonight. Broncos with the ball. Here's Clancy trying to drive it there against a Duong and can't do it. Backs it on out. Comes over here on the wing. That's a Dalton dive. Feeds it down low. That's going to be Kuchera. He puts up a shot over Kate Wilkie. That's up and in. Keaton Kuchera now with 4 points in the ball game. Here's a Duong. Nearly lost the ball out of bounds over there on the far sideline for the Tigers. Wilkie's got it now at the top of the circle. Wilkie moves over here on the right side now. That's a Minky with a ball to Rebarger. Rebarger holds it on the wing. Goes to Minky again. Out here in three-point territory. Right side of the lane. Now to Rebarger at the free throw line. Drives it down the lane. The shot's going to be blocked. Ball's going to be kicked out of bounds. And it's going to be, let's see, it's going to be Broncos basketball. They will play things in here in backcourt. 5 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Just underway. Centennial has got a 4-2 lead over Hastings High here tonight. Tigers applying some pressure here in backcourt. Scepter Duong knocks the ball loose. It's picked up by Rebarger in the lane. Moves it down on the baseline to Mickey. Now to Duong. Back outside. Opperman for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Wookie. Follow shot. It's no good. Rebound Opperman. Follow shot is up there. It's no good. Ball is tapped out. It's picked up here by Brady Mickey of Hastings High. Takes it down on the baseline. Down to Wilkie. Jump pass to the far sideline to Rebarger. He drives the ball in the hole. His shot is up there. It's good and he's fouled. Rebarger takes it right to the hole there for Hastings High. He is fouled on the play. And a personal will go against Logan Kement of Centennial. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on the Broncos. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout. Nope, it's going to be Centennial calling the timeout here. 4 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 4, Centennial 4.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS from Utica, Centennial, and Hastings High. The Broncos are playing without one of their leading scorers, Aaron DeWard. He is not playing tonight. A 6 foot junior. DeWard is averaging 8 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. He is out tonight with a stress fracture, so he is not playing. Centennial does not have much of a bench, so the Tigers might be able to get to Centennial late in the ballgame with their depth. A 4-4 ball game right now as Rebarger goes to the free throw line for Hastings, and his shot is up there is good. Rebarger hits on a 3-point play, and the Tigers now have a 5-4 advantage over Centennial. Hastings High applying the pressure here in backcourt. The Broncos get away. That's a Clancy with the ball. Hustles into the offensive zone on the right wing. Now dribbles out here into 3-point territory. Picked up now by Will Reimer, who's into the ball game for Hastings High. Clancy dribbling with the ball goes to a Dye. Dye's pass over here on the left wing to Garrett. His shot is up there is good. Kendall Guerin knocks down at a three ball there for Centennial. He is averaging 13 points per ball game, and the Broncos go back out on top by the score of 7-5. Wilkie spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot underneath the hole. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around, picked back up by Wilkie, and his shot is up and in. Cade Wilkie now with a couple of field goals, 4 points in the ball game. And we're now tied up at 7 points apiece with 4:16 to play here in the first quarter. That's Logan Clancy down the right sideline now for Centennial. Runs over a man over there, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Hastings High. A blocking foul on the Tigers. It's going to go on Will Reimer. That's going to be his first team foul number one on Hastings High. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be the Broncos inbounding the ball on the far sideline. We're tied up at 7 points apiece between Centennial and Hastings High tonight. Boys High School basketball here on 1230 KHAS. Guerin takes the ball in the hole, and he's going to be fouling the play. Cade Wilkie's going to pick up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first. The Broncos and the Tigers second. The second personal foul on Hastings High. And now it's going to be Centennial playing things in from underneath their own basket. Logan Clancy looks to play things in to a Kement. Picked up by Opperman. Back outside to Clancy. Brings it back here to Guerin. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Rebarger of Hastings. Tyler Rebarger runs her back the other way. Pass into the lane. Miss Annalba is picked up down there by a Mickey. He goes up. His shot's going to be up at the end. Brady Mickey scores on the assist from Rebarger. And Hastings High now with a 2-point advantage. 9-7 is the score. Here's a Guerin with the ball. Hustles back. Winds his way between traffic. Jump pass out on top. Clancy on the left wing, tries to dribble inside and can't do it. Comes out here to a Dye now over on the right wing. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Kuchera. One and done. The Tigers come down with a rebound. It's a Rebarger dribbling back the other way. Runs into Clancy, and the foul is going to be called. Logan Clancy picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first team foul number two on the Broncos here in this first half of play. 3:25 to play in the first quarter. Hastings High out on top by a score of 9-7. Tigers coming off of that win over McCook the other night. Centennial is coming off of a win over Central City. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Ty Anderson. Anderson is a 6'2" and senior who's averaging 4.9 points and 2.4 rebounds per game. Eric Gowrich is also into the ball game for Hastings High, a big 6'7" inch junior. Gowrich averaging 2.9 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. There's a shot from the top of the key by Reimer. It's going to be up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down here to a Kuchera. Kuchera gets the ball away here in backcourt. Goes to the far sideline to Kendall Guerin. 9-7. Hastings High with a 2-point lead here over the Broncos. Logan Clancy dribbling the ball out here in 3-point territory.
Picked up out there by Rebugger. Moves it over to Dye on the wing. His entry pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Wilkie as he dribbles back the other way. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Now into the paint there. The Gowrich and the shot is up and in. Eric Gowrich scoring there on the Centennial turnover. Has two turnovers now in the Broncos. And Hastings High has a four-point lead. 11-7 to score with 2 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Kendall Guerin with the ball here on the wing. Picked up by Ty Anderson. Moves it down on the baseline to a Kuchera. Down to a Guerin again. Down in the corner again to Keaton Kuchera. Back out on the wing to Guerin. And now they throw it out here in three-point territory to Logan Clancy. Back down in the corner. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good there by Guerin. But an offensive rebound by Dalton Dye on the wing on the right side. So Centennial resets the offense. Here's a Guerin with the ball. Now to Logan Clancy again. Picked up out there by Reimer of Hastings High. The Tigers stay with their man-to-man defense. Logan dribbles the ball to the wing on the left side. Throws up a shot. It's going to be around the rim. And it drops down through the hole. He gets the roll. Logan Clancy scores there for Centennial. It's now an 11-9 ball game. Hastings High with a two-point lead. Wilkie, right side of the lane, dribbles into the paint. Puts up a shot. It's blocked, but a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Logan Clement of Centennial. That's going to be his second foul in the ball game. Team foul number three. Team foul number three on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Cade Wilkie. He's hit a couple of field goals and 4 points already in this ball game. Wilkie is 61% foul shooter on the season as he throws it up there. The shot is good. Hastings High is the team hitting 63% of their free throws so far this year, 37% from the field and 23% from three-point range. Hastings High now with a 12-9 advantage over Centennial in boys high school basketball. As Cade Wilkie will have one more shot here. He throws it up there from the line. It's going to be in there for another point. As that one hits the front iron and gets the backspin down through the hole. Wilkie now is 6. He's going to check out. Opperman comes back in there. So Hastings High with a 13-9 advantage over Centennial. 1 minute and 45 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Utica tonight. Dribbling with the ball is a Kyle Guerin into the ball game now to a Keaton Kuchera. Kuchera moves it back over the right sideline to Kendall Guerin. So a couple of Guerins into the ball game now for the Centennial Broncos. There's a Clancy out here in three-point territory. Moves it over on the wing on the left side to Kuchera. Back out on top. Here's a three-pointer. It is taken by Guerin. No good. Rebound comes down to Patrick Opperman of Hastings High. Opperman gets it away now to Brady Minky. His pass deflected, but Gowrich picks it up. Now back out to Minky in three-point territory. There's Ty Anderson, top of the key, moves it to the elbow, and now we got a foul called here on Centennial. Broncos whistle for a personal foul here. Kendall Guerin picks up the foul. That's going to be his first team foul number four on the Broncos. Dalton Dye comes back into the ballgame now for Logan Clancy. Non-shooting situation. That's the fourth team foul calling Centennial. So Hastings High will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They'll get it into a Patrick Opperman. Down to a Ty Anderson. Moves it down to Duong in the corner of the left side. Bounce pass goes left side of the lane. Patrick Opperman powering his way into the lane. Kicks it back out here to the elbow to Anderson. His shot is up there. It's going to go good. Got a rebound to Keaton Kuchera. So here comes Centennial back with the ball under a minute to play here in this first quarter. 13-9 to score. Hastings High with a four-point lead. There's a feed over here to Kyle Guerin. Guerin dribbling with the ball behind the screen. Moves it down to the right side of the floor behind another screen. Moves it down in the corner. Still on the dribble. Comes out now to a Kendall Guerin. Guerin dribbling with the ball here against the Minky of Hastings High. Over on the wing to a Kuchera. Moves it down in the corner again to Kendall Guerin. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Opperman. And a foul is going to be called inside on Easton Eichenhorst. He just checked into the ball game there for a Centennial. That's going to be his first team foul number five on the Broncos. So 26.7 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Utica tonight. Hastings High out on top by a score of 13-9. The Broncos will come back with the ball. It's going to be Brady Minky bringing the ball into the offensive zone here for Hastings High. On the dribble, coming to the right side now as Minky is still on the dribble with 13 seconds to play. Minky retreats back out here near the 10-second line and now drives the ball down the lane, stops and pops from 10. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Opperman on the baseline. He goes for the hole. His shot is up and in. Patrick Opperman with a big offensive rebound and a putback, and Hastings High will have a 6-point lead here after the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books tonight. Boys High School basketball to score. Hastings High 15, Centennial 9.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We are in Utica at Centennial High School. 15-9 is the score as we start the second quarter of play. Hastings High has got the lead. Scepter Duong deep in the corner comes out here on the wing on the right side to Minky. Now to Rebarger at the top of the circle on the dribble now for Hastings High. Brings it to Minky inside the free throw circle. Minky gives it up. Hands are back to Patrick Opperman. Opperman moves it to the right side of the floor. Centennial is in a man-to-man defense. Out on top, Rebarger for three. Shot is up three. Buries it. Tyler Rebarger now with 5 points in the ballgame for Hastings High. The Tigers have an 18-9 advantage. Here comes Centennial back the other way. That's a Kendall Guerin. His pass out on top is intercepted by Rebarger. He drives, shoots, and scores, and he's fouling the play. Rebarger gets the steal right about the 10-second line. He drives it in there for the score, and he is fouled in the play here. And Rebarger will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Kyle Guerin picks up the personal foul for Centennial. That's going to be his first team foul, number six on the Broncos. So it's going to be Tyler Rebarger going to the free throw line for Hastings. And his shot is up there. It's good. Rebarger with 9 points already here in the first half of play. And the Tigers are out to a 21-9 lead. There's a ball deflected here in backcourt. It's going to go out of bounds. And they say it was last touched. Last touched here by a Centennial. So a Bronco turnover. And Hastings High will play things in here in their offensive zone. Here on the near sideline, 7 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top by a score of 21-9 in boys high school basketball tonight. Scepter Duong will play things in. That's going to be Minky with the ball as he holds it out here in three-point territory. Minky down the dribble for the Tigers. They run the offense. Goes over here on the right wing. That's Opperman with the ball. Back out on top. Tyler Rebarger comes across the top of the key now to Duong. Brings it back on the right wing. That's Opperman with it. Opperman dribbles once. Sends it back out on top. Minky with the ball. Two-handed pass. Comes back over to Rebarger on the wing. Dribbles inside. Puts up a shot in the lane and banks one home. Tyler Rebarger banks one home. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading by a score of 23-9. The Broncos, or rather the Tigers, on a 12-0 run here in this ball game. Here's a Centennial throwing up a three-pointer. That's a Kuchera. It's one and done again as the Tigers right there on the rebound. Wilkie hands it away to Minky. His pass down the floor is going to be over the head of Scepter Duong out of bounds. Turnover number two on Hastings High here in the ballgame. Centennial has got three turnovers. The Tigers out to a 23-9 lead over Centennial tonight. So a 12-0 run that stretches back to the first quarter for Hastings High. It's been a while since Centennial has scored here in the ballgame. Keaton Kuchera has got it. Now he hands it back to Dalton Dye, who's back into the ball game for Centennial. Hands it back to Kendall Guerin as he races the ball down the right sideline against Wilkie. Dribbles behind his back to bring it into the offensive zone. Now drives the ball down the lane. Goes for the hole. Shot good. Kendall Guerin takes it the distance. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. It's 23-11 now. Hastings High up by a dozen here in the second quarter of play. Tigers with the ball back in their offensive zone. Rebarger's got it right side of the lane. Moves it down to the baseline. Wilkie out to the left wing. Scepter Duong is running one-hander. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Logan Clancy, who's back into the ball game now for Centennial. Runs her back the other way. Stops. Gets it to a Kuchera. He circles around. Drives it to the hole. His shot no good. The ball's knocked out of his hands. It's blocked down there by Scepter Duong. It's going to be Centennial playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Reimer comes back in. Garage comes back in now for head coach Scott Rosno and the Tigers. Hastings up by a dozen early in the ballgame, 23-11. Entry pass, they get it inside to a Keaton Kuchera. Shot from 10 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Opperman of Hastings High. Opperman gets it away now to a Brady Mankey. There's a feed down in the baseline. That's a Reimer with the ball. Comes back out to Opperman, down to Brady Mankey. Out here at the top of the key, 5.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. 23-11, Hastings High with the lead. Here's Rebogger. Takes it down to the baseline. His shot from 10, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Logan Komet for the Broncos of Centennial. Kendall Geary has got the ball now. Comes across the top to Clancy. Bounce pass goes inside to a Komet. His shot is up there. It's no good. Offensive rebound here by Kuchera, and a foul is going to be called. Kuchera had good position underneath the hole there, and a personal foul is called on Hastings High. It'll go on Opperman. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 3 on Hastings High. With 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter, non-shooting situation, and Centennial will play things in. Commander's got it, comes over to Clancy on the wing on the left side. He gets it to Kendall Guerin as he puts it on the floor and dribbles back out here into three-point territory. Guerin goes to a Logan Clancy. Clancy back here to the left side. That's a Kuchera. His shot for 3, rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Brady Mankey with a rebound. His pass to the 10-second line is tipped, but it's picked up by Garich. Galbraith hands it now to a Tyler Rebarger. He'll set things up with 4.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. That's Reimer with the ball. Now to Patrick Opperman, top of the circle. Opperman looks, now puts it on the floor, dribbles to the left side. Opperman pulls up on the wing, sends it back out on top to Reimer. Now the near sideline. That's a Rebarger with the ball. Rebarger spins right side of the lane, takes it down to the baseline, can't put up a shot. Now to Mankey. Cross-court pass goes to Reimer on the wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Garich. Back out to Opperman. He takes it down the lane. His shot is up there from point-blank range. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Centennial. Kendall Guerin runs it back the other way. Guerin down to Clancy. Deep in a corner. Fakes. Now drives it down the baseline. His shot good. Logan Clancy scoring there for Centennial. He has got 4 points in the ballgame. And the Tiger lead is now 10. 23-13 the score. Hastings High out on top. Here's a Garich with the ball out here at the top of the circle. He moves it over on the left side. That's going to be Reimer with the ball. Reimer now to Rebarger. His shot from the elbow is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. And a foul on the rebound. Tigers crashing the boards, but they also pick up a personal foul here. Personal foul going to be whistled on the Hastings side. It's going to go on Garich. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 4 on the Tigers. And now we've got a timeout here from Centennial. The Broncos want to call a timeout. They're back within 10 points here. 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings High 23, Centennial 13.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. We'll be with the Broncos of Hastings College tomorrow night. Hastings will play host to Doan at a women's men's basketball doubleheader at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. On the air with a pregame show at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon, 6 o'clock for the women's ball game, 8 o'clock for the guys. Hastings and Doan coming up tomorrow night right here on 1230 KHAS. At Centennial High School tonight in Utica, Hastings High with a 10-point lead, 23-13 is the score. There's a Kendall Guerin with the ball for Centennial now. Gets it to Logan Clancy. Picked up out there by Wilkie of Hastings High. Over in the wing, Kendall Guerin. Jump pass goes down in the corner. That's a dive with the ball. Back out on top. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Clancy. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Anderson. Ty Anderson with the ball for Hastings High. As we approach the three-minute mark here in the second quarter, Tigers have a 10-point lead, 23-13. There's a Tyler Rebarger with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out to a Garich at the top of the circle. Garich comes over to Ty Anderson on the wing. Bounce pass goes down low. Wilkie has got it. Back out to Rebarger. His shot from 7 is up there. It's good. Tyler Rebarger right side of the lane scores. He's having a whale of the first half here. Tyler's got 13 points in the ball game for Hastings High. 25-13. Again, the Tigers lead by 12. There's the ball knocked loose. Guerin picks it up. And now a jump ball is called But first of all, we've got what Centennial calling a timeout. Guerin was down on the floor covering it up. He got tied up on the play. But a timeout is called here by the Centennial bench to save the possession as Bob Fish calls the TO here. 2 minutes and 39 seconds to play. You're in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 25, Centennial 13.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
1230 KHAS.
Our play is back in. Centennial has got the ball. They're trailing in the ball game by 12 points, 25 to 13. As they work with it in their offensive end, Kuchera goes over the right side to a Klossy. Now to Kuchera again. There's a Guerin. He's got the ball right at the top of the circle. Picked up there by Ty Anderson as Hastings High. Saves with a man-to-man defense. Died down in the corner to Kuchera. A shot for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Rebarger of Hastings High. Rebarger runs her back the other way to Reimers. Passing the lane. Deflected away from Anderson. Ball is loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And Hastings High will play things in. Keaton Kuchera came down with the ball there for Centennial right on the baseline. But he was out of bounds. So Hastings High will play things in. 2:10 remaining here in the second quarter. 25-13. Tigers have the lead. Hastings High looking for their sixth win of the season here tonight. Coming in here with a mark of 5-7 following their win the other night over McCook. Hastings High with the ball on their offensive end. Ty Anderson drives it down the left side of the lane, loses control of the ball, and goes out of bounds. And Centennial will play things in, so a turnover on Hastings High. Broncos will come back the other way. Hastings High leading by a score of 25-13 with 2:04 to play. Keaton Kuchera will look to inbound the ball. He does here to Guerin. Guerin in backcourt will bring things up. Now gets rid of it. Goes to Kuchera. As Hastings High is attacking here in backcourt. To Clancy on the right sideline, and he is fouling a play. Scepter Duong picking up the personal foul, trying to shut off the sideline there, and picks up the personal foul on the block. That's going to be Duong's first. Team foul number 5 on Hastings High. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Centennial playing things in right at the midcourt stripe. They go into the backcourt to a Kendall Guerin. They're bringing it to the offensive zone now with a left-handed dribble. Moves it over here on the wing on the left side. Picked up by Anderson of Hastings High. Out to a Kyle Guerin now. Kyle moves it over to Kuchera on the wing on the right side. Down to Clancy. Moves it back over to Guerin on the left wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Komet. Now a traveling violation. Komet working with the ball left side of the wing. Was going to power it into the paint. Was whistled for the traveling violation. Four turnovers now in Centennial here in the first half of play. Hastings High out on top. Scored 25-13. A 1:37 left here in the second quarter as the Tigers will play things in. Brady Minkey will bring things up now for Hastings High. Minkey on the trot brings it into the offensive zone. It's still a man-to-man defense here for Centennial. On the wing on the right side is Rebarger. Now to Wilkie, top of the key. Wilkie moves it over to Scepter Duong. Free throw on extended left side. Back out to a Minkey to Duong again. Scepter looking inside. Nothing there. There's Wilkie again. Out here between the rings. Two-handed pass comes over here on the right side to Minkey. To Duong, top of the circle. Scepter dribbling with the ball, moves it to the right wing. Will stay put right there as he flips it back here to Minkey. Out here in three-point territory. Minkey holding the ball, lobs it inside. It's over the head of Opperman, and the ball taken out of there by Clancy. That's the fourth turnover on Hastings High. 57 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 25-13, Tigers have a 12-point lead. Logan Clancy with the ball. Dribbles to the top of the key, now gives it away to Kendall Guerin. Works it inside to Kuchera, back out on the wing to Kyle Guerin. Back out here to Kendall Guerin, about 25 feet away from the basket. As he holds the ball, looking right, comes back over here to Logan Clancy. Now out to Kyle Guerin. Hastings High playing the man-to-man defense. We're down to 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Logan Clancy with the ball, and now we've got a five-second violation. Logan Clancy to dribbling the ball out there against his Scepter Duong of Hastings High in three-point territory. Good defense there by the Tigers, and a turnover on Centennial. The fifth turnover on the Broncos here in this first half of play. Hastings High leading by 12 points, still 25-13, with 25 and a half seconds to play. And the Tigers will go for the final shot here of this second quarter. Brady Minkey will walk it into the offensive zone here for Hastings High. As Minkey takes a look at the defense, they're sagging back right now. They got three guys right around the free throw line. Minkey looking up the clock. We're down to 11 seconds to play. Tigers run the offense now. Scepter Duong behind the screen from Opperman. Duong comes out to Minkey. He fakes, and now a traveling violation. Just that little ball fake there by Brady Mickey was enough to get called for the traveling violation. So now with 2.8 seconds to play, it's going to be Centennial inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Dalton Dye will inbound the ball right in front of the Bronco bench. They get it to a Guerin out of the far sideline to Kuchera. His shot from backcourt is off of the back iron. No good. Well, that one was from the free throw line on the opposite end as Kuchera just throws a baseball shot, a baseball pass down the floor there, and it bounds off of the back iron. No good, and that's the way the halftime ends. But Hastings High out on top here at the break. The score at halftime, it is Hastings High 25, Centennial 13. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Centennial High School here tonight in Utica. Hastings High is out on top of the Broncos by a score of 25-13 here in halftime. Tied up in the first couple of possessions of the ball game, tied up at 2 and tied up at 4. Hastings High got their early lead at 5-4 here in the ball game before Centennial came back to grab the lead 7-5. We were tied up at 7. Then the Tigers got ahead by the score of 11-9. And that's when they went on a 12-0 run. They went from 11-9 late in the first quarter to 23-9 about midway through quarter number 2. Our first quarter score, by the way, was 15-9 in favor of the Tigers. Hastings High then scored the first 8 points of the second quarter to make that a 12-0 run there, bridging the first and second quarters. And right now we're sitting at 25-13. Hastings High out on top of Centennial here tonight. Broncos are a fairly decent basketball team. They're a Class C1 school, but I'll tell you what, Centennial played the Sutton Mustangs to a 3-point ball game back on January 6th. They lost to Sutton by the score of 53-50. Sutton is ranked number 2 right now in Class C2. Centennial's other wins this year have been against David City. They've also beaten Sandy Creek by the score of 41-35. They have a win over Tri-County and a win over Fairbury. Also High Plains Community, Raymond Central, and then coming off of that win over Central City. Centennial has lost 6 times prior to this game. They've dropped a decision to York. They've also lost to number 1 ranked Wahoo by 1 point, 52-51. They've lost to undefeated Milford by only 5 points at 44-39. They've also lost to Malcolm by 2 and to Sutton by 3 points and losing to Columbus Lakeview by 6. So the games that Centennial have lost so far this year, they've been tight basketball games, but right now Hastings High with a 12-point advantage, and they've really dominated the first 2 quarters of play. Hastings High leading by a score of 25-13 here at halftime. We'll take another break, come back, and check the scoring in the ball game as we continue with high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at halftime. Hastings High out on top of Centennial by the score of 25-13 here in the ballgame. Tyler Rebogger leading the way for Hastings so far. Rebogger has got 13 points. He has knocked down 1 3-pointer in the ballgame. He's got 4 2-point field goals, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Rebogger leading the way. He's got 13 out of the 25 points for the Tigers here at halftime. Cade Wilkie has got 6 points. He's got a couple of field goals, and he has 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 2 points tonight for Eric Garich on a field goal. Brady Minkie has got a field goal for 2, and Patrick Opperman has got a field goal and 2 points. Hastings High, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. If you're wondering, Matt Karloff, a guy who's been working himself back into the lineup following an ankle injury earlier this season, he has not played in this ball game tonight and probably will not play as Matt re-injured his ankle during the junior varsity game here tonight. So a tough break for Matt Karloff. He was just getting some playing time, played a little bit against Minden last week and played quite a bit in the McCook ball game, was just getting back into the lineup, but then he re-injures the ankle in the junior varsity game earlier tonight, and he's not expected to play in this varsity contest tonight for Hastings High. So Tyler Rebogger leading the way for the Tigers so far. He's got 13 points here at halftime. Only three guys have scored for Centennial in his first half. Kendall Guerin has got 5 points. He's knocked down a 3 and a 2. Logan Clancy has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. And Keaton Kucherov has got a couple of field goals and 4. Centennial has not been to the free throw line in the first two quarters of play, and they got 13 points on the board, trailing Hastings High by the score of 25-13. This is not the only game involving a Hastings school going on tonight. The St. Cecilia boys and girls are playing out in Lexington tonight, and Wood River is in town to take on the Adams Central girls. All that action is coming up tonight. Then on Thursday, we're going to have action for you from Sandy Creek. You'll be able to catch the Blue Hill and Sandy Creek ball game on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. That will be our next high school broadcast on our network of stations Thursday night, 6 o'clock for the pregame show, 6:15 for the girls tip-off, 8 o'clock for the guys. Blue Hill playing Sandy Creek, and a good area matchup coming up on Thursday night on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Tomorrow night we'll have Hastings College basketball for you. The Broncos will take on the Doan College Tigers tomorrow night at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. That will be a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Pre-game show at 5:45 tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. 6 o'clock for the women's game and 8 o'clock for the guys. The Doan College Tigers and Hastings coming up tomorrow night right here on 1230 KHIS. We've got the second half coming your way next from Utica as Centennial takes on Hastings High. Tigers have the lead here at halftime. The score is 25-13. You're listening to high school basketball tonight from 1230 KHIS.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Tiger basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings High with a lead over Centennial. The score is 25-13. Centennial will have the basketball first to begin this second half of play. Again, only three guys have scored for the Broncos here in this one. Kendall Guerin leading the way with 5 points. Keaton Cuchero with 4. And Kendall Guerin, brother Logan Clancy, is the other guy who has scored. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. So 25-13 the score. Hastings High leading by a dozen as his third quarter gets underway. There's a three-pointer put up there by Kendall Guerin. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Scepter Duong. Duong has got it down for Hastings High. Tigers have done a pretty decent job on the boards here tonight against the Centennial. Hastings High with a 12-point lead. They come back with the ball. Patrick Opperman has got it. Stands out here in the three-point territory. Goes to a Brady Minky. Now off of the screen, there's a Rebarger. Rebarger gives it to a Scepter Duong. As he dribbles to the top of the key to Rebarger, moves it down in the corner. That's Opperman with the ball. They get it to Minky. Now inside, that's Wilkie. Twists and turns, puts up a shot. It's good, and he scored. He's following the play. Cade Wilkie gets the field goal as he makes an acrobatic shot right in front of the hole there for Hastings High. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. Personal foul is whistled here on Logan Kement. That's going to be his third foul. First one on the Broncos here in this second half of play. Going to the free throw line will be Wilkie. He misses it, and a rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. That's the first miss from the free throw line here tonight. The Tigers were 4 out of 4 in that first half of play. Ball was last touched by Centennial, so Hastings High gets a break. They will play things in from underneath their own basket. And they throw it over on the far sideline. It's right on by Cade Wilkie out of bounds. Minky was playing it in, and they try to get it to Wilkie on the far sideline, and the Tigers turn it away. So 7-16 to play here in the third quarter. Hastings High leading now by a count of 27-13 in the ball game. Down the near sideline is going to be Logan Clancy as he races into the offensive zone there against Wilkie. Now moves it down to the baseline on the dribble. Now reverses the ball. Gets it over here on the wing to Guerin. Guerin picked up there by Rebarger of Hastings. Comes across the top to Clancy. Down in the corner to Cuchera. Entry pass. Now they kick it back out on the wing. A three-pointer put up there by Guerin is going to be no good. The rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Rebarger with the ball for the Tigers. Back in the offensive zone, the Scepter Duong comes across the top to Opperman. Patrick Opperman with the ball for Hastings High. Just to the left of the key. Moves it out to Brady Minky. Minky dribbles inside the three-point arc. Takes it to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kendall Guerin. Guerin has got it down for Centennial as he runs her back the other way. Guerin with a right-handed dribble brings it into the offensive zone there against Minky. Takes it to the left side of the floor. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Logan Clancy out here. Picked up by Rebarger of Hastings High. The Tigers stay with their man-to-man. 27-13. Tigers have the lead. Pass comes out to Kendall Guerin out near the 10-second line. Picked up by Minky. Guerin goes over to Logan Clancy. Very deliberate offense here for Centennial, but they're down by 14 points, 27-13. They lob it inside, and it's too far. Can't get to Keaton Kuchera, and the pass is taken out of there by Hastings High. Here's Duong at the other end. His shot's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be Centennial basketball. So 5:58 to play here in the third quarter. Hastings High leading by a score of 27-13 in boys high school basketball. As the Tigers will apply some pressure here in backcourt, Kendall Guerin will bring things up against the Cade Wilkie of Hastings High. Guerin into the forecourt now, starts off left, then right. Bounce pass comes over here to a Dalton Dives back into the ball game. Dye comes out to Logan Clancy, now in the wing to Guerin. Lobs it inside, is poked away from Kuchera. Picked back out over there on the far sideline, but Guerin is shot no good. Offensive rebound, though, by a Centennial. Offensive board by Clancy. Now dribbling inside is going to be Commander. Shots off of the iron, no good. And the rebound comes down to Wilkie of Hastings High. Down to Scepter Duong, and the shot is up and in. Scepter Duong scores, and the Tigers now leading by 16 points. It is 29-13 as Hastings has scored the first 4 points here in the third quarter. They used a 12-0 run in that first half of play to give them some breathing room here in the ballgame. They've now got their biggest lead of the contest at 29-13 over Centennial tonight. Dalton Dye with the ball, moves it down to the baseline to Kuchera. Shot from 15 is no good. Rebound, Cade Wilkie of Hastings High. Outlet pass comes to Rebarger. Pass down to floor is going to be tipped and intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Opperman, and the ball is intercepted there. The seventh turnover on Hastings High. Logan Clancy with the ball, leaves it out on top to Dye. Picked up by Duong of Hastings. Now a timeout here from Centennial head coach Bob Fish. We've got a timeout, 4 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 29, Centennial 13.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. The Tigers with ball game on Friday night. They'll take on Grand Island Northwest. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader from the Tiger Gym on Friday night. We'll have the games on ESPN 1550 KICS. Then next Tuesday, Hastings High will take on Adams Central. That will be at the Tiger Gym. And that game will be on 1230 KHIS next Tuesday. So Hastings High with the Grand Island Northwest coming up on Friday night next Tuesday. It'll be Adams Central, and in a week from Tuesday, they'll welcome in the Kearney High Bearcats, a team they surprised during the GNAC tournament. So a tough road coming up here for Hastings High, but the Tigers have up their record to 5-7, and they've got a 16-point lead here in this ballgame against Centennial. Here's Kuchera from the free throw line. His shot is up and in. Keaton Kuchera scoring there. He's now got 6 points in the ballgame. Centennial is down by 14, 29-15. Hastings High with the ball. They get it inside to Opperman. Opperman now gives it to Gowrich at the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Eric Gowrich scores. That's his second field goal of the ball game, and Hastings High is answered. It's now a 31-15 ball game. Clancy down to the baseline. We have a push from behind on Ty Anderson. Anderson rides him down to the baseline, and with a push, he picks up a personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Tigers here in the second half. Non-shooting situation, so Centennial will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Logan Clancy will inbound the ball here for Centennial as he will play things in to Keaton Kuchera. Down to the wing to a Guerin. Entry pass to Kuchera. Now to the far side of three-pointers. But up there, it's going to be no good there by Guerin. And the rebound, offensive rebound to a Clancy. Dribbles out into three-point territory. The shot's going to be up there no good. An air ball that's brought down here by Gowrich of Hastings High. Gowrich gets the ball away. Now to Reimer. Hustles into the forecourt. Anderson with it now on the wing to Rebarger. Top of the key. Tyler dribbles once. Comes over here to Gowrich. Now down in the corner. Left side, that's Reimer with the ball. Two-handed pass goes to the opposite corner. Ty for three. Shot good. Ty Anderson from deep in the right corner scores there for Hastings High. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Ty Anderson. Hastings High has built a 34-15 lead over Centennial here in his third quarter of play with 3 minutes and 28 seconds to go. Here's a Guerin with the ball down to Clancy on the baseline. Brings it up high on the block. Tries to put Rebarger in the air and can't do it. Gives it back out to Guerin, and now a jump ball is called here as he's tied up by Tyler. A jump ball is called, and the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings High, so that'll be a turnover on Centennial. There's seven to the ball game. End of the contest now for Hastings High will be Cade Wilkie. Coming out will be Opperman. Rebarger is also going to get a quick breather here for the Tigers. Brady Minkey back in there. 34-15. Hastings High has built a 21-point lead there in this basketball game with 3:10 to play in the third quarter. Tigers with the ball on their offensive end. Reimer on the wing, comes out to Wilkie, lobs it down low. Gowrich grabs the ball, goes up, shoots and scores, and he's fouling the play. Harry Garrett scores there for Hastings, and he is fouled in a play as they lobber inside. A personal foul will go on Dalton Dye of Centennial. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line will be Harry Garrett to try to complete a three-point play. Garrett now has 6 points in the basketball game. They'll try to attack on right here. Garrett, a 37% foul shooter on the season for the Tigers. He's 3 out of 8 coming into the ball game here tonight. His shot is up there, and the shot good. Hastings High has built a 37-15 lead over Centennial here tonight. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted by the Tigers, and a foul is going to be called. The Tigers got the turnover down here as Mankey intercepted the inbounds pass. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Logan Clancy of Centennial. That's going to be his second. Brady Mankey to the free throw line for Hastings High. He's got 1 field goal, 2 points in the ball game thus far. As he dips the knees, his shot is up there. It's going to be short. He'll get one more as he was mauled in the act of shooting. 2 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 37-15. Hastings High out on top. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It is around the rim and down by Mickey, so he hits 1 out of 2. And the Tigers now have their biggest lead of the ball game at 38-15. Clancy runs her back the other way down the right side of the lane. Kicks it back out to Guerin. A shot for three. Misses everything. It's saved here by Andrew Heine. He's into the ball game, but the Tigers get an interception. Back the other way. Mickey throws the ball away. Mickey trying to get it to a Ty Anderson on the break there. They throw the ball away. 8 turnovers now on Hastings High. There's 7 on Centennial. The Tigers have a 23-point lead at 38-15. Centennial has scored only 2 points so far here in the third quarter. Hastings High attacking here in backcourt. Guerin has got the ball. Dribbles behind his back to bring it into the offensive zone. Goes over to Clancy for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up by Garich. Eric Garich with the ball now for Hastings High with 2.5 to play. Ty Anderson down the right sideline for Hastings High. Ty dribbling with the ball inside the three-point circle. Takes it down to the baseline. Now to a Cade Wilkie at the elbow. Nice pass underneath to Wilkie, or rather to a Mankey, and his shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul call. A foul here will go on Kyle Guerin. That's going to be his second. Mankey again goes to the free throw line here for Hastings High. Mankey with 3 points in the ball game. He scored 11 on Friday when Hastings High beat McCook 59-47. Shot is up there. The shot good by Mankey. So he's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. 4 points in the ball game. He'll get one more shot here. Keaton Kuchera checks out. Here comes Dalton Dye back into the ball game now for Centennial. 39-15. Hastings High with a lead with 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. It is good. 40-15. Hastings High has outscored Centennial 15-2 here in the third quarter so far. There's a Kyle Guerin with the ball. Comes to the near sideline to a Kendall Guerin as he holds it down against the Reimer of Hastings High. The Tigers stay with a man-to-man defense. Guerin drives it on the left side of the lane. His pass is deflected. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be last touchdown there by Kendall Guerin trying to get it back. So a turnover on Centennial. That's their 8th of the ball game. Hastings High now with a 25-point lead at 40-15. Will bring things back with 2 minutes to play here in this third quarter. On the dribble is going to be Brady Mankey. Brings it across the midcourt stripe here. Centennial saves the man-to-man. Ty Anderson, free throw line extended left side, takes the ball down on the baseline toward the hoop. He goes. His shot's going to be blocked down and is picked up by Kendall Guerin. A block there for Centennial as a Kendall Guerin brings the ball back now against Wilkie of Hastings High. Gets it into the forecourt. The Tigers attack right out there near the 10-second line. Logan Clancy drives it down the right side of the lane. Now stops and pops from 10. His shot good. Logan Clancy scoring there. He's now got 6 points in the ball game and 3 field goals. 40-17. Hastings High on the lead. Wilkie in the lane. Wilkie double team goes up. His shot good. Cade Wilkie had a lot of company in the lane there and then forces up a shot and scores right in front of the hole. He's got 10 points in the ball game. And again, the Tigers lead 42-17. Down to 1:05 to play here in the third quarter. There's a shot by Guerin from three. It's going to be way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Reimer down the right sideline. They get it to a Brady Mankey. Mankey, two-handed pass comes over here on the left wing. Ty Anderson holds the ball. Back outside the three-point arc now between the circles. That's Mankey as he holds on to it. Goes over here on the wing. That's going to be Reimer with the ball. Now to Wilkie. Lobs it down low again. We got a whistle down there. The foul is going to be called. Wilkie just lobs her down low. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Tigers. They're trying to get her down inside to Brogan Shea of Hastings. But a personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Tigers away from all the action. That's going to go on Shea for a push-off underneath the hole. That's going to be the first foul on Brogan Shea. Hastings High leading by a score of 42-17 here in the ball game with 41 seconds to play in the third quarter. We're at Utica tonight at Centennial High School. Hastings High dropped a close decision to the Centennial Broncos a year ago. Logan Clancy with the ball, trying to penetrate inside and can't do it. Circles back around. Takes it to the far side to a Dalton Dye. Fakes. Now lobs it inside. Now they kick it back out here in the three-point territory. That's going to be Kyle Guerin with the ball, picked up by Scepter Duong of Hastings High. Down in the corner to Dalton Dye again. On the dribble, moves to his left, and now he's in trouble. Has to get rid of it. He does. The Logan Clancy, picked up by Ty Anderson. Lobs it back out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Rebarger, and a foul is going to be called. Rebarger got the interception, but a foul is going to be called here on the Kyle Guerin of Centennial. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number five on the Broncos here in this second half of play. And now with 8.7 seconds to play, the Tigers will play it in, leading by the score of 42-17. Rebarger stops it at the elbow, kicks it back out here to Duong. Bounce pass goes inside to Shea. Turnaround jumper no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. So a good quarter for Hastings High as a Centennial able to score only 4 points in the ball game here in this third period. And Hastings High has got a big lead going into the fourth and final quarter. Hastings High 42, Centennial 17. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, time for the fourth and final quarter. Hastings High with a lead, 42-17. As we start the final period, Centennial again will have the opening possession here. Logan Clancy has got it, moves it over here to Kuchera, down on the baseline, they throw it away. There's a bad pass down there to Kyle Guerin. He couldn't handle it. It goes out of bounds. 10 turnovers on Centennial here in the ball game. Hastings High leading by a score of 42-17 in boys high school basketball action here tonight. Hastings High with the ball. That says Scepter Duong on the wing. Comes out to Brogan Shea, who's into the ball game now for Hastings High. To Rebarger. Free throw line jumper is up there. It's too strong. Rebound comes down to Dalton Dye of Centennial. So the Broncos have it. Trailing 42-17. Hastings High led at halftime 25-13. They outscored Centennial in that third quarter 17-4. Open up a big lead here in the contest. There's a Logan Clancy with the ball. Over on the wing on the left side, picked up by Scepter Duong, now to Kyle Guerin. Entry pass, they get it to Kuchera. Back outside to Dalton Dye, a little head fake, sends it back inside to Kuchera, and his shot is up and in. Keaton Kuchera now with 8 points in the ball game on four field goals. 42-19, Hastings with the lead. Here's Ty Anderson with the ball. Ty comes out to a Scepter Duong. Now out to Patrick Opperman at the top of the circle. Over in the right wing, that's going to be Rebarger with the ball. Takes it down to the baseline, and he has checked on the play, and a foul is going to be called here. On the drive on Centennial, it's going to go on to Kyle Guerin. That's going to be his fourth foul. That's team foul number six on the Broncos here in the second half of play, a non-shooting situation. Hastings will play it in. Ty Anderson to Duong. Duong over on the right sideline. Scepter looking inside the block for a broken Shea. They can't get him the ball. Duong on the dribble comes out to Ty Anderson. Down to Opperman, deep in a corner left side. Opperman looking. Bounce pass goes to Shea. Left side of the lane. Brogan spins toward the baseline, and now we got a foul called. Personal foul going to be whistled here on the Centennial. It's going to go on Andrew Heine, who's into the ballgame now for Centennial. That's going to be his first. Heine is a 6-foot sophomore for the Broncos, averaging less than 1 point and one rebound per ballgame. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brogan Shea. Shea has hit 4 out of 8 from the free throw line so far this season. He'll toe the mark for the first time here tonight. His shot is up there, and the shot good. So Shea gets into the scorebook here. Coming to the ball game now for Hastings High will be Wilkie. Coming out will be Opperman. 6 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings leading by a score of 43-19. Rogan Shea will have one more here for the Tigers. Dips to knees, throws it up there, and the shot is going to be short this time. The ball is tapped by Anderson, but it's picked up by Keaton Kuchera of Centennial. So Hastings High with a lead, 43-19. Kendall Guerin with the ball now to a Logan Clancy. He throws up a long-range jumper. It's going to be off of the right side, no good. Rebound comes down to Ty Anderson of Hastings High. Anderson gets it down to Tyler Rebarger. Runs into the forecourt, down the left side of the lane to Scepter Duong. Takes it to the free throw line, now to Ty Anderson. Anderson to Brogan Shea. Comes over here on the left side. That's going to be Rebarger. Driving the ball underneath the hoop. Goes over there on the right side now to Ty Anderson. His shot from 15, no good, and a foul is going to call. Going to be called here. A foul will go on Hastings High on a push here at the 5:54 mark of this fourth quarter. The foul goes on Brogan Shea. That's going to be a second. So two fouls now on Shea. That's team foul number three on the Tigers. And Centennial will come back the other direction, trailing in the ball game. Logan Clancy has got the ball, picked up by Minky. Behind his screen, Clancy drives it down the lane, moves it down on the baseline. Now to Dye, shot from 12 is no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. That's Wilkie on the dribble back the other way for the Tigers. Stops and gets it to a Ty Anderson. Anderson moves his control but picks it back up, sends it inside. Now to Shea. He wheels in the lane and shot is up there and in. So Brogan Shea with a couple of free throws and now a field goal, and Hastings High has opened up a 45-19 score over Centennial here in the ball game tonight. Guerin has got the ball, splits a couple of defenders, has it taken away. Taken away by Ty Anderson, leads a break back the other way to Minky, puts a man in the air, goes for the shot, it's good, and he's fouled. Brady Minky gets the field goal. Ty Anderson gets the assist, and now Minky will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. The foul is going to go on Centennial. It's going to go on Kuchera. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Minky. Graham Schneider is into the ball game now for Hastings High. Schneider, a 5'11" junior with the Tigers. So we get to see some playing time. In fact, everybody that's suited tonight probably get into the ball game. Shot by Minky from the line is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to a Centennial. 5 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings leading by the score of 47-19. Centennial scored only 6 points so far here in this second half after Hastings built a 25-13 lead at halftime. The Centennial looking now to go to Dye. His shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Rebound Kuchera goes back up. His shot's going to be good, and he's fouled in the play. Keaton Kuchera scoring there on the offensive rebound and the putback. And the personal foul again is going to be called on Shea. So Brogan's been in there just a couple of minutes. He's already picked up three personal fouls. They call him the hacker. Keaton Kuchera to the free throw line now for Centennial. Trying to make this a three-point play. It's 47-21. Shot is up there. The shot good by Kuchera. Sam Johnson getting ready to come in now for Hastings High. Johnson is 6'2" junior. End of the ball game for Centennial is going to be Andrew Heine. So head coach Scott Rosno will be going to the bench here in this final stage of the ball game. We're down to 4:43 to play. Hastings High leading by a score of 47-22. After the ball game, we'll name our player of the game. Our coach's post-game show will follow that, and then we'll get out of here for a Tuesday high school edition of basketball action here tonight. Sam Johnson comes back outside to Reimer. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Schneider, and now a foul is going to be called. Graham Schneider got the rebound, and the personal foul is going to be whistled on Dalton Dye of Centennial. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 9 on the Broncos here in the second half. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Graham Schneider. So Schneider goes to the line here for Hastings High. And his first one is up there. It's going to be no good. He won't get the bonus, but the rebound comes down to Shea of Hastings High. So the Tigers maintain control here, leading by, 25 points, 47-22. There's a Graham Schneider with the ball, brings it out here into three-point territory to Eric Garich. Comes across the top. That's Reimer with the ball. Reimer now to a Graham Schneider again. Back out to Reimer. Goes over the right wing to a Sam Johnson. Johnson takes it down into the baseline. His pass across the lane is going to be deflected out of bounds. Eric Tonagist getting his hands on it there for Centennial. Tyler Wellman coming in there now for the Broncos as well. So both coaches will play the reserves going down the stretch here with the Tigers out on top by a score of 47-22. Hastings will improve to 6-7 after this one tonight. There's Reimer, a short baseline jumper is no good. Rebound comes down to Garrich, but a foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Eric. That's going to be his second. So the second personal foul on Eric Garrich. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Hastings High Tigers. And Centennial will have the basketball. Dalton Dye will bring things up. Picked up by Reimer of Hastings as he crosses the midcourt stripe. Dye with the ball. Bounce pass goes over here on the wing to Wellman. Bounce pass goes down low. It's off of the fingertips of Komet out of bounds. And a turnover on Centennial. That's their 12th of the ball game. Jaron Crispin comes into the ball game now for Centennial. He's a 6'1" freshman. He'll see some playing time. 3:35 to play. Hastings High out on top by a score of 47-22. Will Reimer with the ball for the Tigers. Moves it down to the baseline. That's a Graham Schneider back out on top. That's a Sam Johnson. Johnson dribbling with the ball. Comes to the left side of the lane. Holds on to it. His pass across the lane there. Goes to Gowrich back down to Johnson underneath the basket. His shot no good. Rebound Schneider. He goes back up. Shoots it. That's a Shea. That's a broken Shea grabbing the ball there for Hastings High and scoring. So Shea's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Tigers lead by a score of 49-22. Centennial with the ball. Here's Atanagis. Comes out between the rings now to Wellman. Back to Atanagis, and he'll back things up. Loses control of the ball. It comes out near the 10-second line, and he picks her back up. Eric Tonagis on the dribble, now being guarded out there by Johnson of Hastings High. Comes between the rings. It's going to be Andrew Heine with it now. Over to Dalton Dye. Free throw line extended left side. Picked up by Reimer with 2.5 to play here in the ball game. There's Atanagis with the ball again. Picked up by Shea. Bombs it out here to Wellman out in three-point territory. Picked up by the Tigers. In his face is Graham Schneider defensively. 49-22. Hastings High has got the lead. Wellman with the ball down in the corner. That's a Dalton Dye. Dalton dribbles once. Sends it back out to the top of the key to Wellman. Good defense here by the Tiger reserves. Heading down the stretch here. Boy, Centennial can't get a look here with their reserves out there as well. That's a Wellman with the ball back out here to the 10-second line. He gives it away to Crispin. Crispin now out between the rings again to Dalton Dye. Dribble penetration as they give it to Andy Heine. Now he throws the ball out of bounds as Dalton Dye was shooting back down the lane, and Heine threw the pass down around his ankles. It goes out of bounds. So a turnover on Centennial, their 13th of the ball game. And Hastings High going to send everybody in the ball game now. We're going to see Anthony Julian comes into the contest for Hastings High. And Scott Rosno clears the bench, and everybody that was anything that resembled black and orange is in the ball game here tonight. 49-22, the Tigers have the lead with 1:48 to play. There's Johnson with it now for Hastings High. Gets it to a Graham Schneider over in the wing to Anthony Julian. As Hastings High will work against this man-to-man defense. Marco Vigna into the ball game now for the Tigers. He feeds it inside. There's a shot taken. It's up and in by Tanner Johnson, and he's fouled in the play. So Tanner Johnson, a 6'2" sophomore, getting a field goal there for Hastings High. And now he'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. So some new faces getting in the ball game here tonight. Tanner Johnson gets the field goal for Hastings, and now he'll go to the free throw line to tack on one here. And the shot is up and in. 52-22, the Tigers with a 30-point lead over Centennial. They have blown things wide open here in the second half, and Centennial has had a tough time finding the range. They've got only 9 points now here in the second half. Centennial works with the ball with 1:15 to play. Hastings High going to improve to 6-7 after this one tonight. Centennial is going to drop to 7-7. Tigers going to have Grand Island Northwest coming up on Friday night back at the Tiger Gym. There's a shot from deep in the right corner. It's up and in. Eric Tonage is scoring there for Centennial from deep in the right corner. And it's now 52-25. Hastings High with the lead. The Tigers come back with the ball. Here's a Graham Schneider. Gets it out to a Johnson now. Moves it over on the right side as they work with it over there. Grilling with the ball is going to be Anthony Julian. He throws up a three-pointer. Rims off, no good. Offensive rebound to Tanner Johnson. Brings it back out to Julian at the top of the key. Over on the right wing is going to be Grant Schneider. Back out to Johnson. His shot from the wing from three-point territory is no good. Rebound comes down to Eric Tonnages with 30 seconds to play. Tonnages runs her back the other way to the near sideline to Tyler Wellman, who dribbles with the ball. Wellman throws it down in the corner. There's a three-pointer. It's up there. It's going to be no good there by Tonnages, and the rebound comes down to Hastings High. With the board there is Marco Vigna, who's into the contest now with 12 seconds to go. Hastings High will bring it into the offensive zone, and the Tigers will call it quits here, 52-25. Hastings High is going to win the basketball game here tonight. So a good effort by Hastings High, and the Tigers knock off the Centennial Broncos tonight. After leading 25-13 at halftime, Hastings High goes on to beat Centennial by a score of 52-25. So Hastings now 6-7 on the season. They get ready for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest coming up Friday night. The Centennial Broncos, they drop to 7 wins and 7 losses. Their next ball game is coming up this weekend. They will play Heartland at Heartland coming up on Friday night. So again, our final score, Hastings High beats Centennial tonight by a score of 52-25. Back with a recap after this.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings High outscored Centennial 27-12 in the second half, and the Tigers coast to an easy win here tonight over Class C1 opponent, the Centennial Broncos, winning by a score of 52-25. Hastings High had an 11-9 advantage late in the first quarter and then went on their first big run of the ball game, 12-0 run. That took them into the second quarter. They had a 23-9 lead midway through the second, led at halftime 25-13, and then outscored Centennial 27-12 in the second half, including 17-4 in the third quarter. And the Tigers go on to win this ball game by a score of 52-25. So Hastings now 6-7 on the season. Leading scorer tonight was Tyler Rebarger. He had 13 points in the ball game, all 13 in the first half of play. 10 points for Cade Wilkie tonight, 7 for Eric Garich, 5 points for Brogan Shea, 3 for Ty Anderson. Then we had 2 points from Scepter Duong, 2 points for Patrick Opperman, and Tanner Johnson got into the ball game late for Hastings High and hit a field goal and a free throw, so he ends up with 3 points in the ball game. Hastings High 10 out of 15 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight. Centennial shot just 1 free throw tonight. That was off of the hands of Keaton Kuchera. He hit that one, and Kuchera led the way. Only 4 guys scored in the ball game for Centennial. As Kuchera led the way, he had 11 points, 6 points for Logan Clancy, 5 for Kendall Guerin, and 3 for Eric Tonnages. And that is it for Centennial in the ball game. They were beaten tonight by Hastings High by the final score of 52-25. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
All right, back here in Utica, following the Hastings High Tigers' victory tonight over the Centennial Broncos. Again, the final score of 52-25. Hastings High wins it here tonight. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. Tyler Rebarger got the Tigers off to a good start here tonight. He scores 13 points all in the first half of play. Tyler had a three-pointer there in that first half. Also had a couple of free throws. Hastings also getting a good ball game from Brady Minky. A bushel basket full of assists in the ball game tonight. He had 7 points, a couple of field goals, and he hit 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Cade Wilkie in double figures again for Hastings High. He scores 10 points, had 4 field goals, and he was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings High will be Tyler Rebarger. Rebarger leads the Tigers in scoring tonight with 13 points, all 13 in the first half. He knocked down a three-pointer in that first half and also added 4 2-point field goals and was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Tyler Rebarger is going to be our player of the game tonight as Hastings High knocks off Centennial by the score of 52-25. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
All right, back at Centennial High School, Hastings High wins it tonight by a score of 52-25. Scott Rosno, the head coach for Hastings High, joins us in the post-game. Coach, congratulations on the win. Always nice to get out of here with a win. I thought the guys played pretty well tonight.
Well, you know, I guess the biggest thing I've got to give credit to is the leadership and understanding of what the kids have done. You know, they a year ago we found ourselves playing a Tuesday night at home, and we came out and jumped on them 10-1, and it was a ball game thereafter. I mean, they came out and they had a strong understanding of how to find their big inside, and we didn't quite have the answers. But bottom line is I don't think our kids necessarily played as hard a year ago either. I thought our kids came out and played a little bit harder physically and a little smarter mentally, and put them in a position where, you know, as long as they don't score a lot of points, we were going to continue to give ourselves a chance in this one.
This is a slow down affair. I think both teams wanted to kind of keep the tempo in their favor. Both teams wanted to slow the ball game down a little bit. And you guys executed offensively pretty well tonight, didn't you?
Well, I'll tell you what. We looked at that shot book in the first quarter, and we definitely liked all the shots that we were getting. Second quarter, there's nothing wrong with the shots, but maybe we were feeling a little bit too comfortable with what had taken place in the first quarter, and we were settling for a few shots a little early in the offensive flow. I thought we kind of re-grabbed a little bit more of a focus in the third quarter after half and understood the importance of trying to stretch that defense a little bit more to be able to open up our attacks. You know, if you still continue to look at that shot book, I don't think we necessarily in that second half settled for 20-footers. Not that the kids aren't able to step up to hit those, but it kind of comes down to the fact of recognize what they're doing and then recognize what you want to do against it.
No use of settling for a 20-footer if you can get her down low in the block there at a 10 8 feet away, huh?
Well, exactly. So, you know, the two starting posts we have is Cade Welke and Patrick Opperman, and both those two did a nice job of understanding that, you know, if I'm active inside and the kids understand that we're trying to get that ball there, then we're going to be able to make some positives for us. Equally so, if I'm able to get that ball down inside and draw two, three defenders, Patrick Opperman hits Eric Galrick on a little kick out, 15-footer. We're able to hit a few other guys just on some mid-range shots, and that's important for our kids to understand that there's so many different aspects to be able to score out of. But this one still really started just because of the defensive intensity, and our kids, I thought, did a much better job of keeping their behinds down and not giving up that drive to the hole.
25-13 at halftime, and it really opened things up. 17-4 in the third quarter. You guys came right out of the locker room after halftime and really took control of the ballgame.
Well, you know, like we've already been talking about, is that defensive idea. You know, we watched these guys on film. We watched them against a handful of teams, and Coach Simmons kind of prepared the scout report for us. And, you know, he went out and watched them live a few times. And the thing that we really, besides the fact that they've got some kids that can shoot from the outside, is we really had a lot of respect for what their post-up players were able to do on the block. And our kids understood that if we could front them, do so, and if we had to play behind, make sure you stayed solid and stayed down. That was just a big key, because we did not want to get into a situation where we were giving up a plethora of offensive boards.
So Hastings High improves to 6-7 now in the season. He's getting ready for a little stretch here with Grand Island Northwest coming up on Friday night, Adams Central the following Tuesday. Then you welcome in Kearney a week from Tuesday, a team that you beat in the GNAC tournament. I'm sure will be a gunning for you guys. So, yeah, things are improving for Hastings up near the 500 mark, but certainly some tough ball games coming up for you.
Well, they are. And, you know, that's kind of the idea as to why we started practicing back in November, and why we continue to challenge ourselves even after some early losses, is the importance to understand, you know, not only how this game's supposed to be played, but what capabilities we have and how we can use those to be able to play to our strengths. And so, yeah, there's some good challenges ahead, but it's those same challenges that I think that'll help us prepare for the month of February as well.
Okay, we'll see you Friday night.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Scott Rosno, the head man for Hastings High, and the Tigers winning tonight by a score of 52-25 over Centennial to improve to 6 wins and 7 losses on the season. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Well, Hastings College basketball coming your way tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. The Doane College Tigers in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Both Hastings teams will be trying to come back after their loss on Sunday up at Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be a 6 o'clock start for the women's game, 8 o'clock for the guys. On the air with the pregame show with Bronco head coach Jeff Dittman at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. Our next high school broadcast on our network of stations, going to be on Thursday night, an area encounter as the Blue Hill Bobcats will play down at Sandy Creek. Airtime will be at 6 o'clock on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Then we'll have action all weekend long Friday night here on 1230 KHS. We'll have Aquinas and Hastings St. Cecilia from the Chapman Gymnasium. So a lot of basketball coming your way for the rest of the week, but a good start for Hastings High to begin the week here on a Tuesday night on the road. They beat Centennial by a score of 52-25. As Tyler Rebarger leads the way with 13 points, Cade Welke chips in with 10 as the Tigers improve to 6-7 on the season. That will do it from Utica here tonight. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Utica.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Incorporated.